Nearly 100 people from the Sealy Lake area have undergone an interview and health check process with local researchers, and they're studying the long-term effects of wildfire smoke inhalation from the Rice Ridge fire. Pediatric pulmonologist Paul Smith was on KGVO yesterday. He says he's the primary investigator in the study. He says infections are a major concern, as well as a number of at-risk groups.
We're also worried about pregnant women that are exposed to that duration. There is a fair amount of research that shows that there's fetal effects, that you actually absorb some of the particulate matter from smoke. And people don't realize that there are also central nervous system effects from that. Increased numbers of strokes, changes in your cognition, and also some emotional distress.
The smoke in Sealy Lake this summer was beyond anything experienced ever in Montana. Smith says the unique nature of the harms involved have led to some added difficulties in conducting proper research.
Problems with doing studies like this, number one, it's a unique area, it's unique levels. It's not really been seen before in the United States, at least to this degree and this duration and this intensity. And so we are kind of charting on new territory.
The research by Smith's group is ongoing, and those interested in being a part of it can contact the Missoula Air Quality Program to learn more. Smith says so far there's no federal funding from the EPA or the National Institutes of Health to help do that research. After being warned not to include his city council candidacy at the last city council meeting, Ward 4 candidate Jesse Ramos was the first to the podium last night and addressed the issue of free speech.
Well, I understand where the president is coming from. As my opponent whispered a complaint to her while I was speaking that he believed I was campaigning, it doesn't make it right or lawful. These minutes are not public time, and I'm not a public employee or elected official. This time belongs to me under the right allowed to me by the city of Missoula and the U.S. Constitution to engage in city. To suggest that I've merely been campaigning during my public comments would be unobservant and frankly insulting.
Ramos said he would forego the mention of his candidacy in order to promote the issues he cares about, all the while inferring his candidacy without actually mentioning it.
Due to the passion for the issues I speak out on, I have elected to table my constitutional right to announce myself as a candidate simply to avoid battle that ultimately detracts from the issues that I discuss. However, I do not believe that I should have to do this. I, like many Missoulians, are very uncomfortable with the position I have been put in, having to table a constitutional right for fear of being silenced and thus surrendering my positions on issues that I am most passionate about. I am not being dramatic. I am merely defending my constitutional right to free speech.
Ramos completed his comments without being interrupted by the council. Stabilization efforts on the remains of an historic Montana dormitory that was severely damaged by an August 31st wildfire are expected to get underway next month. The Missoulian newspaper reports Missoula-based DCI, BCE engineers have already visited the Sperry Chalet Hotel building and submitted its recommendations on what needs to be done to ensure the four stone walls don't collapse from this winter's wind and heavy snow. Outlying buildings, including the kitchen, the dining room, and the utility cabin, survived the Sprague fire. In order for the dormitory to be rebuilt, a park historic preservation crew will have to win the race against winter conditions to brace the walls with a series of large beams and plywood. Glacier Park spokesperson Lauren Alley said materials are being gathered that will be used to stabilize those walls. Missoula police took two people into custody over the weekend after they were found in a stolen car. Police spokesman Travis Welsh explains.
On Friday the 22nd, a man reported that his vehicle had been stolen, described it as a 1991 beige Honda Accord. And on Saturday at about 4:45 in the afternoon, an officer reported being behind a vehicle that he thought matched the description. They did confirm that the vehicle was the one reported stolen.
The theft of the 1991 Honda Accord did not receive a felony charge because the car was valued at under $1,500. However, police did find some methamphetamine in the vehicle, and two of the vehicle's occupants are now in custody.
One, an adult male identified as Jay Vallejo, 28 years of age. Mr. Vallejo was taken into custody in relation to the original theft of the vehicle they were occupying, as well as some apparent narcotics that were found in the vehicle at the time of the stop. And adult female, Paulina Roberts, 18 years of age. Ms. Roberts simply had an outstanding warrant for her arrest.
Roberts had a warrant for her arrest from Helena, where she was wanted for her involvement in the theft of DVDs that she's accused of selling to a pawn shop for her own profit. The State Commission on Practice is recommending the Montana Supreme Court disbar a Hamilton attorney for making false and reckless statements, that's a quote, in his campaign to unseat District Judge Jeffrey Langton. Robert Myers had three cases before the commission, including one in which Langton fined him $10,000 for making baseless accusations of conspiracy and fraud while representing a man in a child custody case. The commission last week recommended a 7-month suspension of his law license. The second action was for false claims made by that client in an advertisement supporting Myers' candidacy for district judge in 2016. The commission recommended a 3-year suspension. The Ravalli Republic reports the third action, for which disbarment was recommended, found that Myers ran false campaign ads saying Langton used drugs and had a conflict of interest in a drug case. Since the changeover from Mountain Water to the Missoula Water Company, one complaint that the new company has received from customers was not being able to pay their bills online. Superintendent of Missoula Water Company, Dennis Bowman, explained that the problem has been changing billing records from Liberty Utilities to the new company.
Not want to have any more debits out of customers' accounts or do some of the e-billing and stuff. So our hands were tied. We finally got our data from Liberty Utilities August 28th, which gave us access to everything, including all the customers that were on direct debit.
Bowman said it's very easy for customers to initiate or to reestablish their online payments now for Missoula Water.
All they have to do is re-sign this, the note, giving you the authorization for the city of Missoula to be able to pull out of their account. Look on their bill. They should get a bill, and also they can look on their bank record and see if it's been pulled out or not. But this should all take effect, mainly anything billed starting October 1st.
There is a link to the Missoula Water Company website and our story on NewsTalkKGVO.com. Our News Talk time now is 6:12.
News Talk KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
An isolated shower threat this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy skies with highs in the 60s and lows in the lower 40s. Highs will be on the increase later in the week as we hit 70 degrees by midweek. I'm meteorologist Anthony Franz for Missoula KECI 13.